Lieutenant Sneed, this is the 20th of November, and my class wants to say a few words to you, and there'll be a few of them that are going to talk to you in just a minute. And we've just finished hearing your tape, so I'm going to ask them a few questions and let you hear what their answers are. Terry, what did you learn from Lieutenant Sneed's tape?
Sorry that he was homesick. We might bring some clothes and shoes and toys for little children.
Edward, what did you learn from the tape?
The mountains were green.
Are they green all year round? Is it snow in Vietnam?
I don't think so.
Joe, what is Lieutenant Sneed's job?
To drive in helicopters.
We're glad that we got to write the letters.
About saying the pledge for the boys in Vietnam, what are they doing for you while we say the pledge for them?
They're helping and fighting for us. We're glad that we got to sing new songs, and we're going to sing you another one.
Well, Gary, you got to hear them this morning at school, and those answers, I promise, were not prompted at all. There was a part in there where some of it didn't take as well as I would have liked for it to. But anyway, I'm over at Gary and Sylvia's right now, and so this is just kind of a fun tape. So I'll let Carolee say something to me, except she's got crackers in her mouth, and she's got to finish those before she can talk.
Hi, Buddy.
How are you doing?
Hi, Titty.
Okay. How does the bird go, Carolee?
Toot-toot.
How does the cow go?
Moo.
How does the chicken go?
Cuck-cuck.
How does the rooster go?
Coo-coo.
How does the pig go?
Uh-huh.
How does the donkey go?
Uh-huh.
How does he go?
Uh-huh.
Hey-haw. How does the horsey go? How does the horsey go?
Meh.
Now, this tape may not be as interesting as some of the others, but I thought maybe that you might enjoy a little bit of that anyway. I did want to go ahead and tell you, though, that the kids, that the first of the tape, Gary, those were their exact answers, and I didn't prompt them or anything. I just asked them the questions, and I just let whatever they said go on the tape. I thought it was real significant, though, about some of their answers, that child is most perceptive, more so than I know that we ever give them credit for. But I just thought that it was just turned out better than I ever expected it to. And your letter to them was just something. They just sat there just speechless. They didn't move the whole time you were talking. So I think it really has had an effect on them. And you know, you'd be surprised how aware they are of the situation now. And I don't know. I feel like that if I've been able to make them at least aware of something like that, of course, there's the TV and the radio and everything, they are, but they really... It's amazing how they treat the little boy whose father's in Vietnam, and how they're always, always so thoughtful of him and everything. It just is really something, I think, for these kids to be that way. But anyway, I got your letter today that was written on the 14th of November, and oh, I'm so glad you have a real bathroom. So you said you had a new shower, and on those pictures you showed on the slides, there was a picture and you said there was the shower, and it was just a little bitty building. Is that the way they all look? Are they just, I mean, do they have several of them? Surely that's not the only one you have. It looked like there'd just be room enough for about two showers in there. Well, I'm real glad that you have, are getting some more luxuries, the conveniences of home anyway. It sounds like that you're the regular fix-it man around there. It seems like that every letter I get, you say that something had gone wrong, but you fixed it. So I sure am glad, because I'm not too handy in those kind of areas, and I sure do need you when you get home. I'm glad that you got a package from Ralph and Babe Robinson today. What do they have to say? Are they going to church any, or do you know? I don't guess they'd mention it, but I just thought maybe that they might have. I'm glad it's worked out. You said you had enough that you could hold out for the remainder of your tour, but don't hoard it, because we want to keep sending some more stuff. So you just go ahead and eat it or divide it or something, because there'll be plenty more where that came from, I'm sure. I didn't understand about this question for your instrument card. I mean, you'd have to renew it every year, just kind of like you do your senior life saving and stuff like that. But do you have to take a flying test as well as a written test? You said you had to have a physical for your flight physical. Is that about the same thing? I didn't understand really, I don't guess. And also, you were talking about you picked up an amplifier today. Well, that doesn't mean that you have your tape recorder yet, does it? You said you were going to get it when you came home. I see now. You said one of your friends already has a tape deck. I know you'll be glad when you get it. You mean you haven't been able to play all those tapes you've been getting? I enjoyed the deal on the U.S. propaganda, but I don't guess I could really tell if it's U.S. propaganda or what kind of propaganda it is, because it can't seem to be able to make out any of those words on that page. I did take it over and show it to Gary, though, because I knew that he'd think it was interesting, and he did. So he enjoyed seeing it, too. And today, I got a check for $150, except there's a catch. It's towards the purchase of a sewing machine. But I looked in the series, I just couldn't imagine. It says it was selected for the second prize award. And I registered at the fair, the Abilene Fair, and I know what you're thinking. I know you're thinking that they do that just to get people in there, but Gary, I just can't imagine them giving $150 away for a sewing machine, because I looked in the Sears catalog, and their most expensive sewing machine in the Sears catalog was $99. So it just doesn't look like to me that you'd have to pay too much more to get a sewing machine. It's not Singer, though. It's Elna and Necky, I think, but that they're all just as good. I think Singer has a lifetime guarantee, but these others don't. So I'm going to go by there tomorrow and see what they have anyway. It wouldn't hurt to look, I guess. Or it says Aura Stereo. So who knows? Sylvia said she thought she got one in the mail, but she threw hers away. And I just can't believe, though, that they send out more than two or three for $150 anyway. Well, this side of the tape's just about gone, so I'll have to turn it over and finish up on the other side.